Arriving at Juba International Airport, the Japanese contingent was greeted by South Sudanese officials as well as Japan's ambassador to the country. The 120 engineers are the second group of a total of 330 Japanese Ground Self-Defense Force engineers to join the UN peacekeeping operation in South Sudan. The first logistics advance team of 34 arrived in January. Welcoming the troops, Benjamin Marial, the spokesperson for South Sudan's Minister of Information and Government, said the country was grateful for the support.
On behalf of our government and our people, we warmly welcome this contingent, which will assist a lot in road infrastructure. And I hope the people of the Republic of South Sudan will always welcome them. So we are sure the Japanese government and the Japanese people that their contingent, their sons and daughters, are very much welcome in the Republic of South Sudan.
The capital of Juba has approximately 70 kilometers of tarmacked or pitched roads. The Japanese troops specialize in horizontal engineering, and their main role will be road and bridge construction. Road rollers, excavators, bulldozers, and water tankers have recently arrived in Juba, and more equipment is expected. Japanese Colonel Toru Namatami says his country is proud to help the new nation improve its infrastructure.
120 new fresh personnel arrived. So in total, about 200 personnel are now deployed here in Juba. And another 30 will arrive here in March. So this is the first stage. We are planned to finish our first stage of our deployment by the end of March.
South Sudan gained its independence from Sudan in July. 22 years of civil war left the new nation economically hobbled and with poor infrastructure, including few paved roads or bridges. But the country, with help from the UN and the foreign community, has charted an ambitious course to boost its development. Julie Walker, United Nations.